made me take them very seriously about the hard questions that they raise, the difficult problems that they confront, that Christians have to confront also. But then what was most transformative was his bringing Flannery O'Connor to our campus in 1962, her only visit to Texas, only 2 years before her death. And reading her work was simply transformative because it struck me like lightning that here was a woman of immense literary skill and talent, writing fiction that was going to be world class, and at the same time, fiction that was profoundly funny and profoundly Christian at the same time. And so I saw that if I could put my life to the service of that task, namely of reading the great texts of the West from a theological angle of vision, I would have a worthy calling. And I can say now, let's see, that was 1962, so 44 years later, that great gift has proved unending in its blessings unto me.
So it sounds like you actually had a conscious thought of, I'm going to study theology and literature and develop this as my calling.
That's right. I saw that in the great literary texts, there was such profound either theological questioning or theological affirmation that if I could probe to the depths of those texts, I would have something that would transform not just my life, but the life of my students and the life of the churches to whom I would be giving my witness. But I saw that I needed more theological training to do that. I think one of the great impoverishments of the contemporary church is that it's so thin theologically. Our people are starved for theological substance. My way of putting it is they cry out for bread and we cast them a stone by way usually of very shallow theological understanding and training. So I went off to the University of Chicago, where I was able to get a joint degree in theology and literature, so that for 6 years of study there, 1965 to 71, I steeped myself in both the great theological texts of Christian tradition and the great literary texts as well, and sought, therefore, to integrate those two kinds of study. And then that's what I've been doing since 1971 as a teacher.
Did you have academic mentors, either peers or professors, who caught that vision as well and handed it on to you? Is that something that...
Yeah, well, as I said, the very first one is the one who to whom I owe the greatest debt. His name was Paul Barus, B-A-R-R-U-S, a native Iowan who had come south because of severe allergy problems. And there were others along the way, of course.